First question, the person who has asked questions has addressed it to Radhanath Swamiji. He says that if religion is for peace and brotherhood, then why has there been maximum discords because of it? Is there a way to bring peace between all of us through spirituality? And one similar question is that we youngsters do respect our co-students and their religion. But as we are in a race, we have to defeat them. Everybody has to win the race. And if we pause for ethics and morality, we are superseded by other people. So what can be the religious solution to this? Who have asked this question?
Thank you. The conflicts of religions are generally based on external differences. In the Bible, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You understand the letter of the law, but you do not understand the spirit and the power behind it." And similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that as all the purposes of a small pond of water are fulfilled by a great reservoir of water, similarly, all the purposes of the Vedas are fulfilled and understood by one who understands the purpose behind them. This can also be connected to the question about ritual. God doesn't see the ritual that's performed. God sees the purpose, the intention in which we're performing that ritual. The essence of all religions is to become humble, become moral, and to work on cleansing our heart and learning how to love God. And you cannot love God without respecting, honoring every living being as a child of God. So yes, there's so much hatred in the name of religion and God, but there's also hatred in the name of racism, in the name of nationalism, in the name of... It's not about religion, it's about selfish ego. And when we place our selfish ego into a religion, it can give our selfish ego absolute dimensions, which is very dangerous. So what has come to the world to do the greatest good has the potential to do the greatest bad. So what's important is we have to understand what is the essence of the religion. What is the goal? What is the purpose? And then we will see the common link that we all have together rather than fighting. And the second question, what was that again?
The second question was if we have to wait to see ethics and we will get superseded by the others in the right race who don't have time for ethics.
That is the propaganda of non-religious people. In reality, the most fundamental need of every living being is to love and be loved. Things can give satisfaction to the mind and to the senses, but only love can give satisfaction to the heart. And the origin of that principle is the soul's love for God. The sufferings in this world is so much because people put value on the quantity of life rather than the quality. Which is a more powerful motivating force, greed or love? A mother for her child is willing to sacrifice everything with total enthusiasm 24 hours a day. No shifts because of her love. If we actually love God, if we actually love other living beings, and we're doing our work motivated by that, we will excel beyond anybody because we will be using our full capacity, our full potential for a purpose that is deeply fulfilling to the heart. Yes, people who are truly religious, who are motivated to serve God and to serve humanity, will have the greatest power, the greatest enthusiasm, and will be fearless to fulfill their duties in the world.
There is a time constraint, so two more rounds of questions.
This question is addressed to His Eminence Cardinal Gracious. Religions are supposed to create values and enhance human development. Our policy makers visit all holy places, and yet they have no need to complete this sentence. But what the person is desirous to know, shouldn't our religious heads take the lead and meet these leaders and policy makers and guide or compel them to reform?
Thank you for the question. I agree with you completely. Yes, I suppose that's... Thank you. I mentioned about omission. I think one of our duties is really to make religion relevant, is also to convince policymakers that religion has got a role in their lives also. It's got a role in society. Unfortunately, many people instrumentalize religion, and sometimes the visit to a church or to a holy place is not because the person wants to pray there, but because the person wants to show everybody else that I'm going to this holy place. Now that's unfortunate, but we hope that gradually at least better sense will prevail and people will understand the importance of religion. It's our duty as religious leaders to make sure it is not marginalized, to show that religion has a role to play and can, if it changes people, will change society, change the world, and of course change our country. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Last question. We have a huge number of questions. Really, thank you to the audience.
There are many questions which speak about the practicability of these morals, but it will take another seminar to discuss how we put in the practice all those precepts of morality that we are discussing. But in short, we can say that you have to be the change that you desire the world to be. So that may be the guideline for solving those problems. But the last question is addressed to Mr. Samir Somaya. It says that we have spent a very enlightening morning together. Our greatest desire would be to convey these messages to as many youth as possible. How could Somaya College, in collaboration with other religious institutions and colleges, be a platform for youth? I want to know who has asked the question.
I said, oh, Bapre, I don't know. You know, I have no idea. But what we tried to do this time, which is slightly different from last time, is I asked Kalaben if she would try to have this in an engaging format in which we would invite the audience to, at the end of the session, to have a question and answer, so that it is not only a dialogue among leaders of religions, but also with the audience. Of course, we were not sure as to how the audience would react. I think we are all very pleased that the number of questions, we could probably have another 2 hours of question-answer sessions. I think the way we would try to do it is try to maybe hold this in a larger framework the next time, and then have it in a manner in which if the our religious leaders are willing to have a slightly larger time frame for question answers, and also have maybe a moderated kind of discussion in which we could take examples and then try through stories and examples, both good and bad, what would their ideas be and how to mold a discussion forward. I don't know if I answered your question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have a very esteemed guest among us today. His Excellency Archbishop Salvatore Pennacchio, the Apostolic Nuncio of Vatican to India. He has been working as Apostolic Nuncio, as the Ambassador of Pope to many countries, including Thailand, Singapore, Cambodia, Myanmar, Laos, Malaysia, Brunei, and now he is in India. So I request Samir ji to felicitate him.
And just one word, because the audience was so patient. Just to thank Mr. Samir, Somaya, and all the very close collaborators to organize this meeting. Very important, very deep issue about we discussed during these 2 hours meeting, in the special frame of the 25th anniversary of the pastoral visit of late Pope John Paul II to India. We conclude today in this 10 days pilgrimage in India with the Papal Envoy, His Eminence Cardinal Cormac. We were in Delhi, then we were in Ranchi, Calcutta, Kerala. This is the last stop here. And also I wish to reiterate to thank Mr. Somaya, Samir, for this beautiful event, to conclude today also this special event to mark the 25th anniversary of the visit of Pope John Paul II. Thank you. Daniel Bar. And I wish to present a small memento of this 25th anniversary to Mr. Samir and also the people, the liturgical leader who are here to contribute in this special session.
Friends, we had a very enlightening morning, which is now coming to afternoon. Now, Dr. Kalacharya, I request to offer the vote of thanks.
Friends, I have been asked to sum up and offer a vote of thanks. I will not take more than 3 minutes, I promise. First of all, Samir Somaya has said something about the decline of morality, and that time he says that a particular person is religious, but most of the crimes are done by those who claim to be religious. So that is the cause why we had this meeting today, and what he says is true. And answer in our religion has been already given by Hinduism. The scripture says, Yo arthe shuchi sa shuchi, namrudvari shuchi shuchi. He alone is pure, who is pure in the financial matters. While accepting some money, he is not pure who uses soap or water for his purity. And another answer is given, that we cannot wash our sins, we cannot call ourselves religious, because we take a dip in Ganga. Otherwise, all the fish in Ganga would have been the most sacred and pious living beings on the earth. Archbishop Father Felix Machado had made us remember Dr. Shantilal Somaya's big efforts in interfaith dialogue. And he has rightly said that we should join the hands and build the bridges. He has quoted Pope Paul John and also Pope Benedictine XVI. And we agree, in our Vedas, such bridges have been called Amrutasya Setu, the bridge of immortality. The bridge we take us to God. So building bridges with men, human beings, are the same as building bridges with God. Advocate Ashraf Sheikh was very practical, and he said that precepts are to be coupled with practice, and he gave more emphasis on practice and said that in Quran also it has been said that unless you give food to others, you cannot have. And our Rugveda says, Keval agho bhavati keval adi. He alone, if somebody takes food alone, he is a sinful person. Maulana Abdul Malik reminded us about the rights of others and said that we should have fear of God. One who have fear of God are really on the verge of becoming helpful to others in practicing religion, because God is all-knowing, all-watchful, and the same has been repeated in Hindu scriptures. And it has been said that Aditya Chandra Vanilo Narasya Deo Bhumi Rapo Hrudayam Yamasya Asya Ratri Shobecha Sande Dharmocha Janati Narasya Vrittam. It has been said that the moon, the sun, the winds, they all are watching, and at last but not the least, our mind watches what we are doing. So we should be fearful, and that can be helpful. But being fearful doesn't mean that we should do just acts because of the fear of God only. We should do as our nature. It should be our permanent habit. Radhanath Swamiji had taken us on heights, and he had said that in Gita, it has been said that those are religious who really respect others. And he had quoted Shuni Chaiva Shopakecha. And important point he has given is that transformation of heart is very useful. It's not the loyalty to a particular group. Religion should transform the hearts of people. Vidya Sinhacharya ji had reminded us that receiving thought from God is important, but as much as important is giving it to public. And human beings are the abodes of God, and that's why we should behave with others as we wish them to behave with us. This is the golden rule, actually, in Matthew, which has been often quoted. Cardinal Oswald Gracious has said that religion can be relevant when it is meaningful for people. And how it can be made meaningful to people? He had given nice maxims to us and told us that we all are children of God, and we should understand our duty as children of God and our duty as neighbors, towards neighbors. We should love all, one and all. His Eminence Murphy O'Connor had quoted the Sermon of the Mount and said that blessed are the meek. He told, reminded us about the values, about the importance of collaboration, and about love of God. It was a very beautiful morning for all of us. We thank from the first speaker, that is Sri Samir Sumaya, who belongs to this family, but we thank him very much. And since he is carrying out the tradition, the lamp of the Sumaya family of the dialogue, we would like on our behalf also to felicitate him. And we request Cardinal Oswald Gracious, His Eminence, to felicitate Samir Bhai on our behalf. Thank you very much. We are grateful to Cardinal, His Eminence, Cardinal Murphy O'Connor, for having come all the way to Mumbai and spending time with people from other religions. This is real sharing, and we would like to carry this lamp further. We are grateful to His Eminence, Archbishop Oswald Cardinal Gracious, who is always with us in all our dialogue activities. We need his blessing. Thank you very much for having come to us and for giving us inspiration to organize this program. His Grace Archbishop Felix Machado is one amongst us, but still we want to thank you for always telling us to do what we should do in the field of dialogue. His Holiness Radhanath Swamiji, we have heard him for the first time. Your words will ring in our ears and heart for days to come. We are thankful to you. Pandit Vidya Sinhacharya Mahuliji is also, he also belongs to us, but one who belongs to us and always shows us, always gives us light, is very puja for us. We thank you very much, Swamiji. Maulana Abdul Malik and Professor Advocate Ashraf Ahmad Sheikh have given us insight in Islamic view about morality. We are thankful to both of you. And last but not the least, His Grace Salvatore Penaccio, Apostolic Nuncio, has come here all the way and has given us his blessings. In short, we are thankful to one and all. Also to Father Servio Fernandez, Father Sundar Albuquerque, Father Iliaso Golsanvis, Father Thomas Siquera, Father Babu Joseph, Aquino Franklin, and Swami Niranjan from ISKCON. All those who have attended this program, we thank you, one and all.
We conclude this program with Pasaya Dana, about which Archbishop Felix Machado was speaking. And for Pasaya Dana, I invite Dr. Savita Moghe from Science College.
I thank Father Gilbert. He is also once among us, but I thank him for having come for reciting the prayer. Thank you.
Pasaya Dana is a prayer which says that we should have a heart that never hardens, we should have a spirit that never tires, and we should have a touch that never hurts.
विश्वात्मके देवे येने वाग्यज्ञे तोषावे तोषो निमजद्यावे पसाय दान हे जे खळांची व्यंकटी सांडो तया सत्कर्मी रतिवाढो भूता परस्परे पडो मैत्र जीवांचे दुरितांचे तिमिर जावो विश्वस्वधर्म सूर्य जो जे वांछील तो तेला हो प्राणी जात वर्षत सकळ मंगळी ईश्वर निष्ठांची मांदियाळी अनवरत भूमंडळी भेट तू भूता चळा कल्प तरुंचे आरव चेतना चिंता मणीचे गाव बोलते जे अर्णव पीयुषांचे चंद्र में जे अलांचना मार्तंड जे तापहीन ते सदा सज्जन सोय रे हो तू किंबहुना सर्व सुखी पूर्ण होवोनी तिन्ही लोकी भजी जो आदि पुरुखी अखंडित आणि ग्रंथोपजीविये विशेषी लोकीये दृष्टा दृष्ट विजये हो आवे जी तेथ मणे श्री विश्वेश्वरा हो हा होईल दान पसावो येणे वरे ज्ञान देव सुखिया झाला सुखिया झाला झाला
Please do not leave the place unless the dignitaries leave the place. Lunch is there on the ground floor and of Chanakya building. All are invited for lunch. And two names for thanksgiving. One is Father Neil. Neil in Marathi and Sanskrit means blue. Blue color is infinite of the sky. He has got love for all like the sky. That's why maybe we are one of that. That's why his name was to be mentioned. And another is Amruta Ben Somaya, the Amruta Setu for us. Thank you. Lunch will be served in